Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast episode where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's like random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas.
And this episode, unlike a couple of weeks ago, is going to be a normal length episode. Apologies to the few people that noticed, who downloaded the episode and noticed it was 1 hour and 19 minutes, only to be disappointed when we stopped after 16 minutes. Mm. There was an issue with uploading it. It doesn't matter. No one's to blame. We've had them shot. And it won't happen again. And, weekend release is normally not that long.
Technical issue. I can't say it.
Issue.
I've got my braces in.
Issue. Yeah, don't worry.
It's sure.
Yeah. Should we go to the responses?
Yes, let's do it. So if you're listening to this for the first time, that usually we get letters sent in, problems and dilemmas. This is just like general, what's going on. And
yes, these aren't necessarily dilemmas, it's advice.
It's what I said at the start, extra bits.
Yeah, exactly. Are you mansplaining this to us?
I think I am mansplaining, aren't I?
Hi, Jordan William and producer Ben. I love your podcast and they have brightened up every lunch break since I stumbled across your podcast on TikTok. After listening to the most recent podcast, I'm loving the attention Truck Festival has been receiving. This is my local festival and is great in every way. I'm also a fellow G&D Diva who went to Truck Festival this year.
Like Ben, I think I'm going to go next year.
One thing I would also like to point out is that Truck Fest is also named Truck Festival based on the record store located in Oxford itself. I hopefully look forward to seeing you all at Truck Fest next year. You won't see me. As you have been hyping it up so much. Kindest regards, Jazz.
Well, I heard it was called Truck Festival because it first started on the back of a truck.
Yes, I believe so.
And that was the stage.
Well, that's what I said to you a few weeks ago from Joe Bryant, my colleague.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yes, you did first hear it because I told you.
God, you can be a right arsehole when you want it. Sorry. Sorry I breathed. Sorry I bloody spoke.
Thank you. Oh, don't look at me like
no,
that.
No, it's fine. Read the next one.
Hi, William, Jordan and PB. Having listened to the podcast since the start, I can't help noticing how William frequently mocks Jordan for being an ex-bedwetter.
Oh, and another thing.
As my business name suggests, this is a subject close to my heart. I would love a small business shout-out. I'm the only company in the UK hiring out medical-grade bedwetting alarms for use with children aged 6 and over.
I've heard of these. So basically, if you're about to piss, it's like, beep, beep. I mean, that sounds frightening, but carry on.
We typically get children or teenagers dry in under 8 weeks in 95% of cases. I am passionate about helping kids as bedwetting can really knock their confidence.
It really can.
Most bedwetting is hereditary and easily solved.
Oh, it's hereditary.
Yes. We offer a free, no-obligation consultation and keep in constant contact with our families during the process. Changing the subject completely, can William clear up a family argument? What spoon does one eat cereal with? Dessert, soup, tea, table? It's a minefield.
Oh, that's a great
love the podcast. And that's from Helen McIntyre from Bedwetting Solutions. You can go to bedwet.co.uk if you want to know more.
Oh, thank you, Helen. And I never used to go to sleepovers and stuff.
Because of your bedwetting?
Yeah, because I was scared.
So it's hereditary.
Is it?
So which one is the pissy parent?
I reckon it's my dad.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
We did our toy box once. This is why he needs to go to a psychiatrist. He'd come home steaming from Sergeant's mess. Absolute steaming. And I woke up on bunk bed, he was just pissing in our toy box. Is that bad? I bet that... I went, Dad, what are you doing? He went, get out of the bathroom. My mum... Oh, don't worry, my mum went mad at him.
But did she clean the toy box?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember. I was about 6, 7. He was absolutely hammered. He's done it in wardrobe before now.
Yeah, there is a difference between bedwetting and being...
Why are you all looking at me like a weirdo? That's normal, isn't it?
No, it's not. It really isn't.
I bet anybody else listening, I bet their dad's peed in a cupboard or wardrobe or something, like in a toy box.
Well, get in touch. And back to Helen's other question about which spoon does one eat cereal with? It is a normal sort of dessert slash pudding spoon, not a soup spoon.
Soup spoons are hard to eat cereal with.
Yeah, I mean, you can use it if you're desperate. Teaspoon, tiny. Tablespoon, too big.
I can only have Weet-Bix in my house. I'm ready, Breck.
Oh, really?
Because cereal is like crack cocaine in my house. That's a bit of a weird reference, but I have one bowl and I can't stop it. I have like 8 bowls.
With Weet-Bix?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so dry.
Yeah, but it's just, if I get granola in, or Shreddies, or Ula Oops, or Crunchy Nut... Or,
I love how northern you went on Ula Oops.
Ula Oops. What's the other one I like? It's got like the little, it's like the
shredded wheats.
It's like the shredded wheats, but with like the raspberry in the middle, the little square ones. Yeah, okay. I get that. I'll have one bowl and then for you know, I'll have three.
Oh God, unstoppable. What do you serve your cereal in?
A bowl.
No.
What do you serve yours in?
A soup plate.
A what?
A soup plate.
What's a soup plate? A soup bowl.
Yeah, well, yeah, but like, so it's sort of, it's relatively shallow with a lip.
No, a cereal needs a big bowl.
No, only dogs eat from bowls.
Weird how...
Humans have soup plates.
On a Saturday, most people have like a nice bacon sandwich or a sausage butty or something. That's a Sunday, but Saturday is all about cereal for me.
Hi, William and Jordan. I teach A-level psychology and there's a psychologist on the course with the name... Ooh, McGeoch? MC, capital GEOCH. How would you
Scottish,
say
Scottish, McGeoch.
McGeoch, McGough?
McGeoch, McGeoch.
When teaching this lesson for the first time, I didn't know how to pronounce his name and decided to improvise on the spot. Unfortunately, the pronunciation I chose to go with sounded like Magooch. Yes, I taught the entire lesson calling this psychologist Magooch and couldn't work out why the entire class was giving each other funny looks and holding back laughter. Believe it or not, at the age of 22, I didn't know what Gooch meant.
It's the bit between...
Yes.
Yeah.
At the end of the lesson, I asked one of my students what was so funny and they told me to look up Gooch. When I got home, I did so and was absolutely mortified. Luckily, this made the class remember that psychologist and gave us something to laugh about for the next 2 years. Unfortunately, they decided to tell the year group below them about my mishap, so Gooch would haunt me for a good few years after that. This year, I thought it had finally died out until one of my students' older brothers told him the story, and unfortunately, it's back to haunt me for another few years at last. Kind regards, Anonymous. Well, I mean, that's hilarious. Thank you for sharing your misdemeanour with us.
It sounds like you've got a good sense of humour.
Could we look up how we actually pronounce that? McGeoch.
McGeoch. It's one of those where at school you could get a nickname from something like the weirdest or most stupid thing you could do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some examples, but I can't.
You're king of mispronunciations, aren't you?
Yeah. It's all right, Ben. We're just recording a podcast. You crack on. You put Netflix on.
He's looking at McGeoch.
McGeoch.
The correct pronunciation is apparently McGeoch.
Anyway.
For those that want to know.
But just take it. Look, even in 10 years' time, that story will still be going round. It's a school legend.
This next one is from Ben. Probably not producer. Dear William Jordan and PB, could have written to himself. I've recently been introduced to your excellent podcast by my boyfriend and have since been consuming your back catalogue with the fervour of a convert. In one of your episodes...
Fervour of a convert?
As in he's, you know, converted to our cause, and he's desperately seeking our back catalogue.
Okay.
In one of your episodes, you mentioned that Margaret Thatcher announced the birth of Carol's daughter with the words, "We are a grandmother." My question is...
Oh, that was ages ago, wasn't it?
My question is this an appropriation of the royal we? And if so, is that acceptable from a member of the government? Does it, and here I reveal my feelings about this particular PM, reveal the grandiose narcissism of Thatcher that she felt to be able to talk like the Queen? All the best, Ben. Well, Ben, we don't do politics on this.
Yeah, but why did she say we are a grandmother?
Well, it is sort of the royal we, which... you know, and you don't have to be royal or a member of government to use. I mean, I use the royal we all the time, particularly when I was single. I would always say we. But yes, Margaret Thatcher did have slight delusions of being head of state rather than head of government at points, including after the Falklands was over, the victory ceremony, she forgot to invite the Queen. And so Margaret Thatcher took the royal salute. It's hysterically funny.
Oh, I bet the Queen weren't happy about that, was she?
I don't know, but it is quite funny.
She took the royal salute?
Yeah.
What, did she salute back? No, they saluted her.
They saluted her.
Oh, you'd be fuming if you were Queen.
There's footage of this.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be fuming.
Well, I don't know. The Queen might think, oh, yeah, get her to do it.
No.
Give me a break.
It's Her Majesty's forces, aren't they?
Well, yes, true. But it's funny, it's camp, it's the fact that Margaret Thatcher's
she's
in a fur, and she breaks away from Downing Street and sort of minces over. "We have become a grandmother," I think is technically the quote. But it's very funny. Say what you like about Margaret Thatcher, and who doesn't? There were some good comedy moments. And that's it for today.
Remember, if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexinmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So... if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.